listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. Local mine workers are having to add an hour or more to their work commute as the Peak Downs Highway near Cavill Ridge Mine remains closed. Detours are in place via Dysart Claremont Road, but it is unknown when the vital repairs will be made to reopen the highway. The Caterpillar 793 floating a mining excavator ploughed into an area that's part of the Peak Downs Highway that runs over Hall Road. The incident happened on Saturday after 5 p.m. and Resources Safety and Health Queensland is investigating the incident. DV Connect says it's glad the new commissioner has announced domestic violence as one of his top priorities, but they do have high expectations. It comes after veteran officer Steve Gocheski was announced as the state's new police commissioner earlier this week, stating more needs to be done to tackle domestic violence. Director of Clinical Governance, Michelle Royce, says the organisation is heartened by his announcement, but says a cultural change is needed.
A change in leadership just doesn't naturally mean that cultural change will occur. There is a lot of work that needs to be done here, and it does need to be in consultation with the whole ecosystem of those people who are involved in keeping victim survivors safe.
And the state government's supermarket pricing committee won't commit any more regional hearings, but they say they'd like to if they can find the time. They've just finished two hearings in regional Queensland. Committee Chair Tom Smith says they're looking at diaries but won't commit to any further regional hearings at this stage. Taking a look at local sport now, in the QRL, the Mackay Cutters coach Michael Comerford says the team's trial and defence needs a bit of work, but they are feeling confident ahead of this weekend's clash against the South Logan Magpies. The Magpies could have some strong players in the lineup though.
Broncos affiliated players there, so we'll have a bit of a wait and see on that one. But you know, we had a light training session last night. You know, a few guys injured in local footy on the weekend, so it'll be interesting to see how many bodies we've got for our big session tomorrow night.